Good evening, everyone. It is a privilege and a pleasure to be here. Hey. Learning together. A bunch of thank yous before we get started, and a couple of, apologies. We thank very much Dave Matthew for bringing the food this evening from Livingston. The food is absolutely delicious. I think it was 2019. We did this as well during the 9 days. And anyone in the area should go visit Jerusalem and Livingston. If you're not in the area, you should drive there anyways. That food is absolutely delicious. Okay. Tuna day, not bad. So thank you. I don't know where he went. I thought he was there. Thank you, David. And thank you as well to Jonathan and Michelle Gurman for sponsoring tonight's TNL. Le'ilui Nishmas, in loving memory of Jonathan's mother, Regina Gurman, Allah Shalom, who's first. I just thank you for the delicious food. You listen to the recording. whose first year at site was just around now. It was a couple weeks ago on the Hebrew calendar, and I think just now, Monday in the English calendar. I never had the privilege to meet Regina. I know some people did. Michi told me he had a chance to meet her. Jonathan sent me an article that was published shortly after she passed away in some fabrics and furnishing magazine or newsletter, and I was blown away. First of all the pictures, she had a huge smile, which is not surprising knowing Jonathan and Jonathan's children. And some of the things said about her were really remarkable, and one I'd like to highlight. They said she was a powerhouse in her industry. She dominated the international fabric scene. She was and she was loved by all. And that's unique. That's a unique combination, because usually the powerhouse who dominates the scene, nobody likes. I mean, think, I don't think of individual people, but Yankees, Duke, right, the whole thing. The best, the top, nobody seems to like. So to dominate the scene and be a powerhouse and still be loved by all, I think is really remarkable. And there was another thing at the end of the article, talked about when she would travel. I think you were talking about Italy, maybe Russia, and she would bring with her kosher food and sometimes even matzah if she was stuck there in Pesach. So that mysterious nefesh, that hard work in order to maintain a religious standard that a person chooses to live by is really remarkable. And hopefully that sacrifice will bring her soul elevated up in Shemayim. So our learning tonight should be Eloi and Lezuchus Nishmasa. The plan tonight was to talk more in halacha about the bracha on pizza. That was the plan, but I didn't want to take away anyone's enjoyment from the pizza and get anyone upset. So we'll hold off the halachic topic for another time. And I want to talk about Tisha B'Av, and I really want to focus on no meat during the 9 days. Now, it's a funny topic tonight, because tonight's really the last opportunity you have to eat meat during the 9 days. Maybe tomorrow afternoon as you're pulling off the food from the grill or out of the oven, you want to take a quick bite, which is not allowed. We're at the end of the 9 days, and we're not having meat now, but I think through understanding the halacha of not eating meat during the 9 days, and it's beyond just avelus or simcha, as we'll see, it kind of frames what our emotions and thoughts are supposed to be during this important time period, and on Tisha B'Av as well. Often, halacha is meant to formulate, to forge our feelings, our thoughts. Take avelus, mourning. It's not so much about sitting on the floor and not looking at a mirror and not wearing shoes. It's about the feeling that that's supposed to trigger, engender. So I think the same thing is true with eating meat on Tisha B'Av, and I'd like to explain. I got myself into trouble this week. I got myself into some Shalom Bayis trouble, and I'll explain in a minute. And it happened because I was preparing for this year. So if you take a look at page 3, it's the first page of the sources, there's a comment in a sefer I was learning called Mishulchan Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch. Rabbi Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, known as Eliyahu Baruch Finkel, was a Rebbe in the Mir Yeshiva, 1947. He was born. He died suddenly and tragically in 2008, I think from a massive heart attack. He had the second biggest shir in the Mir, behind Reb Asher Arieli. His grandfather was Reb Lazer Yudel Finkel, who brought the yeshiva to Eretz Yisrael. He escaped to Eretz Yisrael, where his son-in-law, Rabbi Chaim Shlomovitz, took the yeshiva to Shanghai and ultimately ended up in Yerushalayim. He was a tremendous Talmid Chacham, and they put out his svarim recently on Chumash, on Moadin, on different Masechtas. Delicious Torah. It's unbelievable. So he has an article, an essay on Avelos. And I want to read just a few lines, and we put some English translations for most of the sources in today's packet. And he writes in the beginning of the first line, Kol Amin Hagim, all of our customs, Bein B'chal Hashanah, Kisha Omer Al Naros Bavel, we spoke about that a couple months ago in Thursday Night Live, all the Minhagim we have during the year about mourning, Al Naros Bavel, maybe leaving some of the wall unfinished when you're painting a house, and other halachas, Bein Bimei Bein Amitzarim, whether you're dealing with the 3 weeks, Shinohagim Dine Avelos, where mourning customs are in place, Ubein B'Tisha B'Av, whether it's Tisha B'Av, Shemis Ablin, V'Yoshvin Al Aret, Zomrim Kinos, whether you're dealing with Tisha B'Av, where we mourn, we sit on the floor, we say Kinos, Imna says that below Havana V'Hargasha Panimis, if you do this without understanding, or without a feeling, an internal feeling, Ein B'Zeh Kim Shel Avelos, that's not called Avelos. What's Avelos? Avelos are the actions that we do. It's the feeling. It's the hergish. It's the emotion. A person can do everything all year, 3 weeks, 9 days, Erev Tisha B'Av, which we don't really have this year, Tisha B'Av, and without any feeling. So what's that's not called mourning. Avelos havei avodish v'lev. Mourning is the service of the heart. Ukegodel ha'akara v'hargasha be'aveda shalchur b'meis hamikdash. As great as your recognition and feeling is about the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, Kachi Godel HaAvelos, that's how great your mourning is. It's not about who could do most actions to show their mourning, it's who has the greatest feeling in their heart. So I learned this, and I decided I was going to take it to heart. And I wanted to really try to focus on the Avelos. So I'm like, you know what? I'm cutting out all 9 days kulos. I'm like, no a cappella music. Okay, we could talk about halachically whether that's good, that's not good. It's not really music. It is music. It sounds like music. I'm not a fan. So there's no a cappella music. Now, when I was in Glock 27, I didn't walk around with my fingers in my ears. But I decided I wanted to work this year, on this week, on my hergish, my feeling. So I got home. I read this on maybe it was Monday or Tuesday. I got home Tuesday night for dinner. And what was for dinner? Looked delicious. Smelled delicious meat tacos. Now, it wasn't real meat. It was, what's the new brand?
Soy.
Not soy. Beyond Burger. They have chopped meat. Yeah, they have chopped meat. Yeah. So my wife made what smelled delicious. It smelled like meat. It looked like meat. Spiced chopped meat. Put them to tacos. I sprinkle a little cheese on top. And I said, I'm not hungry. So my wife knows I'm not such a good liar. It happens to be I don't like fake stuff. Fake cheese doesn't do it for me. Fake meat. My son Yechiel loves the Giddy's, the buffalo wing slice. What? Barbecue buffalo beef slice. I don't even know what that is. Dave, you don't have that, do you?
No.
Okay, good. So I don't like the fake stuff. But I thought I don't want to eat it. I'm not going to eat it. It's in 9 days. The whole point is that I'm mourning in the Beis HaMikdash. So, okay, shkoyach, it's not meat, but it's basically meat. And it's the whole purpose. I thought a little bit it was novel b'shus HaTorah. Looking back, it was a mistake. It's not meat. The lach is you can't have meat. It's not meat. If last week you could put cheese on the Beyond Burger, that means it's not meat. Otherwise, be machmer, don't have cheese on it. Of course you could. There's a place in the city, I think Broadway Burger, they have the most amazing power of milkshakes that taste like milkshakes. So you can eat a burger and a milkshake. For most of us, that's a chiddush. So it's mutter. So it wasn't smart. It wasn't smart in terms of shalom bias. It was, sometimes I have these weird chumras that I take on myself, which aren't smart. I wouldn't throw it on any of you. Don't worry. But that was, my wife was a little bit upset at me. And looking back, it was the idea, I think, is the right idea. But it was the wrong application. And I want to understand maybe what drove me that way. Why don't we have meat during 9 days? What's the simple shot? Ain't simcha al-basar v'yayin. Yeah, and guess what? The Shulchan Aruch says we don't have meat. I wanted to have a sidebar. I'll go back to it in a second. The Beis Yosef, if you take a look at the next page, in source number 5, the top of page 4, he quotes the Kolbo, one of the Rishonim. Kasav HaKolbo, Yesh Nimnoye Me'achilas Basar. There are those who refrain from eating meat, Mishenichnas Av, from the month of Av, the Shulk. The Gemara only talks about Erev Tishrov. Not even Erev Tishrov. The Sudam Avsekes. According to the Gemara, the morning of Erev Tishrov, or the afternoon, you can have meat, just not in the Sudam Avsekes. The Rishonim will come back, just add it on. There are those, Svardim don't. Svardim only Shavuah Shechalbo. This year there is no Shavuah Shechalbo. So they could have meat tonight. The Ramah adds on from the Rishonim that Mishenichnas Av, why? Lefisha Ein Simcha El Babasar. Ein Simcha El Basar for Yayin, we know that. Sim Basar, Yayin, meat and wine generate joy. And this is not a time for Simcha. Mishenichnas Av, Mematin B'Simcha. We're supposed to lessen, diminish, decrease our Simcha. So therefore, says the Beis Yosef, from Rishonim, we don't have meat. That's like the classic understanding, the simple explanation. But the Gra has an incredible insight, which I think will really frame the entire Tisha B'Av. The Gra, very cryptic, but he quotes the Gemara in Baba Basra in Source 7, which I'd like to learn together. We'll learn most of the Gemara, and again, you have the English on the bottom. Tanur Rabbanan, it's Source 7, the middle page 4. And please help yourselves to more food during this year. Tanur Rabbanan, Kishacharva Bayis Bishnia, when the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rabu Prushin B'Yisrael, Shalo Lechal Basar V'Shol Lishtos Yayin. People got together and they decided that they were not going to eat meat or drink wine. Not during the 3 weeks and 9 days, Tisha B'Av, all year. No meat, no wine. Nitfalahem Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua joined them. Amar lahem, b'ni, my children. Mipnei maya tem ochlen basar v'en shosun yayin. Well, Hashem put delicious meat in the... Hashem put animals in the world for us to enjoy. There's something called wine. Why are you not having meat? Why are you not drinking wine? Amru lo, they said to him, nochal basar shmimenu makriven agabe mizbeach v'akshav batel. You're going to eat meat? The meat that's brought on his back, which we can't bring anymore? We can't bring korbanos anymore? There's no Beis HaMikdash? You're going to eat that meat? Nishte yayin sheminaschin agabe mizbeach v'akshav batel. You're going to drink wine? There's no yayin nesach. It should be so painful for you to eat meat, to drink wine. There's no isser, there's no prohibition, but we can't bring ourselves to eat the meat, to drink the wine after Churban HaBayis. Amar lahem came lechem lo nochal. Don't eat bread. Why? The Menachos has bread with it. So they said, you're right, after a Paros, all fruit. No bread. Paros and Ochos, don't eat fruit. Shekvar bolu bikurim. There's no more bikurim after the Churban HaBayis. So don't eat fruit. After Paros Acherim, we'll have fruit that's not the Shivas Aminim. You're right, good point. Mayim lo nishte. Then don't drink water. Why? Shekvar bolu nisa chamayim. We're not going to have water. There's no nisa chamayim anymore. Shasku, they were quiet. So Amar lahem, Rishua says to them, no, Bini, my children. It's fascinating, again, he's talking to them with the term of endearment, even when they're wrong. My children, Bo v'omer lechem, come, let me tell you something. Shalolis abel kol ikar eefsher. I think this is such an important hashkafa. To have no avelus, that's not appropriate. You can't do that. The Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, you have to mourn. Shekhar nigzer gzera, there was a gzera. Ulis abel yoser midai eefsher, she'en gozrin gzera alat sibor, Ella in Cain rove at Sibor Yechon Lamurba. To take on too much, it's going to be destructive. It's counterproductive. Don't take on too much to ban meat and wine and fruit and bread. You can't do. So we have a velus, and we have halakhas of velus. The Gemara goes on to say that we leave off some of the house unfinished. We don't paint. And when you have food, you leave some of the food, and the less jewelry. There's all the different halachas that we have all year on Aros Bavel to remember the Beis HaMikdash, but to take on too much meat and wine, that's no good. The Gra says that's the pshat in the halacha to not have meat during the 9 days. to take on yourself to not have meat all year. That's a gezeirah she'en rov tzibur yechol la'amud bo. The people can't handle that. We can't handle that. But we can take on a little bit. So how much can we do? So in the times of the Mishnah, it was Erev Tishrov. And then Rishonim thought at a certain point, we could do a little bit more. We could do Shavuot Shechalbo. And then the Rishonim a little bit later on came along and said, you know what, we could probably do a little bit more. We could do 9 days. It's not really 9 days because take away Shabbos. So the Gra says, the reason we don't have meat, the reason right now we're not having meat is to remind ourselves of what we've lost. It's not just a yell. Simcha, meat makes us happy. First of all, then ban scotch and ban beer. That also makes you happy. I don't know. Maybe it makes you more happy. Depends who you are. Those are all mutter. According to the Gra, it makes sense. It's specifically that which was able to be brought on the Mizbeach. And they did not bring fake meat on the Mizbeach. And they did not bring beer on the Mizbeach. It was meat and wine. So to remind ourselves of what we've lost, the ability to bring korbanos, the ability to have nisa chayayim, so therefore we refrain from meat and wine. And what I'd like to do, I'm going to add another angle to this, is to try to go through a couple of sources and see what really have we lost. Like, okay, there's only some mikdash, there are a lot of miracles, korbanos. So we find a couple of incredible statements in Chazal about the greatness of what was going on in the mikdash. There's a well-known story in source 8, it's a medrash. I'm sure you've heard people talk about the story. And again, we have the English underneath. The story of Yosef Meshisa. You know the story, Barry? Yosef Meshisa, the Gemara, the Medrash says that when our enemies came to destroy the Mikdash, they said to the Jews, one of you could go in first and take whatever you want. Go in and take what you want. Bishah, source 8. Bishah Shebikshu Sonim Lahachnis Lahar Abayis. When our enemies wished to enter into Har Abayis, Amr Yikanis Me'am Ubehem Tchil. You go first. You the Jews. You go first. Amr and Lay, all go, Uma Da'at Mapik, Tidach. Whatever you want, you can take. So what would you take? Nichnas, Yosef Meshisa went in, Vahotzi Menorah Shalzav. He brought the menorah. Unbelievable. The golden menorah. You know what it was probably worth? Unbelievable. So what happened? Amr lo, ain darko shall head you at Lishtamish Pazud. You can't take that. You're a simple person, that's too much for you to take. I don't know why they tell them that in the big beginning. What exactly is the we want that? I don't know. Interesting. Ella Olzman Taninos. Go in a second time. Umadaad Mapik Tidcha. Go in a second time, take something else. What you want a second time, you know? And then no backsies. The little key bell of he said, I'm not going back. I can't go back in. Can't do it. Amar Pinchas, Nasnal Mechas Gimel Shanim. They told him, you'll give you the right to collect taxes for 3 years. Apparently that was a lot of money. 3 years, go back in. We'll give you all 3 years worth of taxes. Below Kibra love, he would not go in. Omar lo dai shehech asti lelokai pamachas. It's not enough that I angered my God one time. Elash achi senu pam shniya. I'm going to anger him a second time. I'm not going in. They said, go in. I'm not going in. Go in. I'm not going in. Ma asalo nosnu oso b'chamor shal charoshim. They put him down on a carpenter's bench. V'hayu menasrim bo, and they were sawing his body. Hayu mitzaveach v'omer. Voy, oy, oy, shechasti labori. He said, whoa, the anger of my creator. And it's a very difficult medrash. What changed? 3 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, he had no problem going into the mikdash and walking out with the menorah. You're talking about a hektish times 1,000. The menorah, the kelim in the base of mikdash. He had no problem going in. He didn't, you don't get the sense he had charata, he regretted it. It wasn't like he came out and was like, oh no, I shouldn't have done that. He was willing to go home with the menorah. He was going to light it on Hanukkah, be in his window. He had no problem with that. They said, no, it's too, you're, what changed? What changed? He's willing to die. He's willing to be killed by Kiddush Hashem for that. So says the Panovich Harav, Rabbi Yosef Kahn, you know what changed? He was in the base of Mikdash. 1 minute in the Beis HaMikdash has the ability to have such an impact on a person that he went from a Rasha Gomer willing to steal the menorah to a Tzadik Gomer willing to dial Kiddush Hashem. 1 minute in the Mikdash has that ability. The Yaros Dvash in the next source of Yonason Eibshitz says that the floor of the Mikdash infused the person with Chachma. Just the floor, the Ritzpah. So he didn't wear shoes. The holiness, the sanctity of the floor of the Mikdash infused the person with such Kiddush. And it gets even better. If you turn the page to page 6, please. There's a Medrash in the Yalkut Shimoni that we know the Mikdash is called Yifei Nof, Misos Kol Haaretz. It gladdens the land. The Medrash says, what does that mean? Amar Yitzchak, in source 10, Shaisa Misameches Kol Haaretz. The whole land was joyous, was happy when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Why? If you take a look at the end of the first line, Amar Rav Nachman, Alal Yerushalayim V'Hikriv Korban, V'Nislachlo, V'Yatza Misham Sameach. A person sinned, a person would go to the Beis HaMikdash, bring a Korban, and he'd be free of sin. Think about the joy we feel Motzei Yom Kippur. That joy after Hashem Elohim 7 times, and the shofar, Lashana Haba, we're free of chait. There's such an amazing feeling of simcha. In fact, the Svarim say that kifi, the level of simcha you have on Motzei Yom Kippur, that's how much kapara, atonement, you know you achieved. Because when we're free of chait, there's no greater simcha. Often, the lack of simcha comes from the fact that we're full of sin, that we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing. So in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, anytime a person sinned, no problem. I'll go to the Beis HaMikdash right away, bring a korban chatas, and I'm free of sin. The Medrash in source 12 says this explicitly. Amar Rav Yehuda Bar Simon, Me'olam lo haya adam Yerushalayim b'yad avon. There was never a person in Yerushalayim who had a sin in his hand. Why? When he brought the korban in the morning, so that atoned and that fixed all the sins from the night before. And any sin he didn't during the day, he was fine because he had a tamid shel ben arba'im. So mikol makom lo lan adam biyushalayim biyado avon. You never had a person in Yerushalayim who sinned. So the Beis HaMikdash was a place of simcha. It was a place of kaparas avonos. We achieved atonement, forgiveness for our sins, and through that, there was a tremendous simcha. And in fact, we say this in the Haggadah. What do we say? After Dayenu, in source 13, Al-Achas Kama V'Kama, we talk about all these great things. Tova, Kefula, Mechupeles, Lamak Malin. That's my favorite part of the whole Seder. It's a strange part to have the favorite part. I love this line. We talk about all the amazing things Hashem did for us. And the very end, what do we say? V'chnisanu l'Eretz Yisrael. He brought us into Eretz Yisrael. Ubana lanu es Beis HaBechira. He built us the Beis HaMikdash. Why did He build us to make the Mikdash? What's the point, the purpose of the Beis HaMikdash? L'chapra kol avonoseinu. The point of the Mikdash was to help us achieve atonement for our sins. So the Mikdash was a place of kapara, of atonement, to become free of chait, and through that, it was a place of unbridled joy, of complete simcha. So not only did it infuse a person with chachma, in the words of the Yaros Dvash, and not only like that story with Yosef Meshisa, it had the ability to transform a person in a moment from a Rasha Gomer to a Tzadik Gomer who would be willing to dial Kiddush Hashem. It helped us achieve forgiveness for our sins, and that brings a person a tremendous simcha. That is what we're missing with the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. The problems we have today, the problem of being full of chit, and we all have our share of chataim, of sins, and that brings us down. It causes tension and pressure and problems, and that all is happening because there's no Beis HaMikdash. And I would like to suggest, based on this, another reason why we refrain from eating meat and wine. I saw a fascinating and quite scary comment of the Shulchan Aruch. If you take a look at the next page in Source 14, it's one of the craziest things you'll see. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Lamed Dal Hichel Shabbos is talking about a malacha shein etzricha lagufa. If you put out a fire to save money, is that allowed? Is that not allowed? All the halachas of Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch then writes, look at this. This is, if I had hair on my head, it would cause it to stand up. Vim avar v'chilel. If a person is mechal Shabbos, so what do you do? Tzarech lehis anos arboim yom sheni v'chamishi. You fast 40 days. Doesn't have to be 40 days in a row. You do Monday and Thursday. 40 days. Fast. V'lo yishta yayim v'lo yolcha basar. Don't drink wine. Don't eat meat. V'yitim b'makam chatas. We don't have a korban chatas. So instead of the korban chatas, give yud ches pshitim l'tztaka. Give 18 coins to tztaka. The person who violates... person who violates Shabbos, even b'shogeg, Rosh Shlomo Zalman said it's not b'shogeg, it's only b'mezid. Rosh Shlomo Zalman also points out, by the way, this is not true for today. He says every generation has their own, you know, secret to kapara. He says don't think that today a person does one sin, he's going to start to have to do 40 sins. But you see a certain severity of sin, and the model of the Shulchan Aruch to achieve kapara is to fast 40 days, and then after the fast, because if you're fasting, you're obviously not eating meat and drinking wine, after the fast, don't eat meat and don't drink wine. Interesting. Here we have another place where we refrain from eating meat and drinking wine. So give me one second, Mary. But I wanted to suggest that maybe this is the idea. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, we have a way to get kapara. The way we get kapara is the korbanos, is the Beis HaMikdash. And that kapara brings us to a state of simcha. Now, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We're lacking. We're struggling. We don't have a way to achieve kapara. The way to achieve kapara when there's no Beis HaMikdash is fasting and not eating meat and drinking wine. So maybe that's another shot in the minhag of halacha, not to eat meat and not to drink wine during the 9 days, to remind ourselves, hey, you're missing the mikdash. When there was a mikdash, you would have a way of kapara. It's another way of reminding us, like the gra, not just because the korban was brought with meat and the yayin nesach was used with wine. It's that without a Beis HaMikdash, we have no way of achieving kapara. So don't have meat and don't have wine during the 9 days to remind yourself of how painful it is that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. And I think that has to be some of the feeling on Tisha B'Av, like we started with from Aureli Baruch Finkel. If it's just going to be sit on the floor, and now you have people come in with like the most comfortable chairs, the Tisha B'Av chair, the couches, it's unbelievable. You got your feet up, the cup holder, that doesn't really do anything on Tisha B'Av. But we have that. I mean, the content today with all the movies, and it's unbelievable, and it's comfortable. We have our time release caffeine pills, which I take a bunch of them, and the Advil, and we found every way to make it so easy. I'm not belittling any of that, because we're supposed to fast. But if we do all that, but don't have a hergish, don't have a feeling, a hakara, then what do we really do? That's not called avelus. Okay, very nice. Very nice. Some mumbling, I love you, without not meaning it. Shaking a lulav, I have no idea what we're doing. Okay, I'll sit on the floor, I'll read kinos, I'll be yotzes on everything. That's not really available. It's to think about what we lost. And there are a lot of angles. I'm not saying this is the only perspective, but one of the things we've lost is that we struggle with chet. And we struggle to find a way to bring a kapara. And without a kapara, we're lacking the simcha that we're supposed to be able to have. And I think that's something, and I'll take your question in a second there, your thought, I want to hear your thought. It's something to think about as we're not eating meat these last 24 hours, and on Tisha B'Av, what we're missing is that ability to bring a kapara, and we have to figure out ways to try to achieve that without the Beis HaMikdash.
So, although it's hard to maybe connect, but we really are going through a Beis HaMikdash year round. Right? We don't have a Beis HaMikdash. So
right.
You just listed all the things that we normally would be able to do if we had a Beis HaMikdash. We don't. So the reality is Avelus is all year. Now, and again, maybe it's hard to feel it.
Well, I wouldn't say that Avelus is all year. We do things all year to remind ourselves that Tikkun Chatzos we don't really do anymore. Again, when we painted our living room, I left the Ama Al Ama, left the box unpainted. Now I'd be lying if I told you every time I walked into my house I looked at that and I stopped and I broke down crying. I wish I did. I get the Nativ Aryeh emails and Rabino described. You read this today? It was unbelievable. He described. He always goes to the Kotel Tisha B'Av night. And he sees these people sitting on the floor and crying. Rabbi Lubin described to me a couple years ago, I think my first year here, he was in Eretz Yisrael for Tisha B'Av, and he went around with Rav Druck, who was here, his brother, and there, you see people who live that way. You see people in Meshka Cheikh, and now, like, the Meshka Cheikh is people's favorite part of the chuppah, the Shwaki, you know, no one's crying during Meshka Cheikh anymore, where it's, but I wouldn't say, we're not mourning all year, we're doing certain things to keep our perspective on the Churban.
Of meat and taking away wine is something that we actually feel. So maybe that connects us.
Then. Right. It sounds from the Gemara that really we should have meat and wine all year.
Yeah.
It's just that it's a Gzeresh and Robot Sibri Chol Lama. People can handle that. We'll go crazy.
Out of curiosity, the source that said, it said after the destruction of the second base, why not the first?
That's a good question. Why didn't they have that perspective after the first? I don't know. What do you think?
Maybe it was only 7 years.
No, but they didn't know that though.
Yeah.
They didn't know that when it was destroyed. He's saying that the first year after it was destroyed. I don't know. It's an excellent question.
They knew it was going to be 7 years.
When the basement was destroyed, they knew they were getting another one. Right.
So it took 7 weeks.
Flatten the curve for 2 weeks, remember that?
Right, so they flattened the curve for 7 years.
Okay. And after two times, God's not gonna give us a third shot for a while. Okay? Okay. Could be. But that's I think a different perspective. I find myself often on Tisha B'Av like not knowing exactly like what are we really supposed to be missing? Like yes, be honest with yourself. Like, yeah, it'd be nice. It'd be great. It's amazing. And the miracles, it's quite the spectacle. I mean, Klai Yisrael is a little bigger now. How would we fit? Was it Moshe Schneider, I think, once asked me, now if the Beis HaMikdash would be rebuilt, when it's rebuilt, would we have air conditioning and smart technology? Interesting questions. Hopefully we'll find out soon. But what's the real Avelus? Whether we're going to cry or not. If that Avelus is the feeling, what are we really supposed to feel? And I think this frames it at least a little bit, that we had a way to have complete simcha and have fixed our problems right away, as opposed to now, where the same al-chait every year on Yom Kippur and the same baggage that we all have continues to be there. And that's what we're mourning. And it's fixable, right? We can't rebuild the Beis HaMikdash today. I mean, we could through our mitzvahs, right? The kids sing that song, but we could find a way to achieve kapara and have simcha. But that's like a tangible avelus we have. And I want to close with an amazing insight that Rav Elia Baruch Finkel quoted from an unlikely place on source 15. Rabbi Yochanan says, this is an amazing insight. Rabbi Yochanan says, Tisha B'Av eino ketainis tzibur. Tisha B'Av is not like a fast. Now here it's not referring to Tzom Gedalia and Asar B'Tevis. It's referring to the Gemara and Tainis when they enact a fast, a public, serious fast because there's no rain. Tisha B'Av is not like that fast. And the Gemara wants to know, what does that mean? In what way is it not like that fast? And the Gemara says, on the end of the second line, the last word on the second line in source 15, Ela mai eino kitainis tzibor. What does it mean that Tisha B'Av is not like these fast days? L'tfilas ne'ila. Ne'ila. The Gemara in Taina says that on those fast days they would say ne'ila. But on Tisha B'Av, you can't say ne'ila. So the Gemara says, did Rabbi Yochanan really mean that? Ask the Gemara, Vihamar Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan says, Ulevai sheis palo kol adam v'holech kol yom kulo. A Gemara in Brachos in the third parak, Evan could probably tell us, but Daf, Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai a person should daven all day long. So there's no problem davening Ne'ilah. How could Rabbi Yochanan tell you that Tisha B'Av you can't say Ne'ilah? Rabbi Yochanan says, daven whenever you want. Daven all day long. So the Gemara answer is, Hasam chova haka rishus. There we're talking about an obligation. On a tainus tzibah is an obligation to say Ne'ilah, but on Tishvav, you're allowed to say Ne'ilah. You don't have to, you're allowed to. Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, one of the Rishonim, asks a question. When Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai, if only you davened all day long, does he hold that you could daven 10 times in a day? Anyone daven Marv yet today? Elon, you daven Marv? If you want to daven Marv again now, can you?
No.
Why not?
You daven,
right? It's a brach levatal, right? So, Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz asks, when Rabbi Yochanan says, Halavai, you should daven all day long, that's only if you have a suffik, a doubt if you daven. If you're not sure, normally we would say, suffik brachos lahakel, don't daven again. But since davening is so amazing, you could, Halavai, she's palo kol yom kul, if only you daven all day long. But if you definitely daven, you can't daven again. So what are you talking about? How could Tisha B'Av you just say Ne'ilah? So look what Rabbeinu Peretz says, the Yeshomer, the fourth line. This is a collector's item. V'yesh lomar d'shayni hacha. Tishrav's different. D'ace who? It's a time. L'mefash b'rachamim u'betachanunim Tishrav. It's a time to increase our rachamim, our supplications, and tachanunim, our prayers, on Tishrav. Im kein ki is palo nami, lo chashav lei ala safik is palo. Even if you davened, it's only as if you maybe davened. When you daven on Tisha B'Av, it's always considered a suffix that maybe you daven that you didn't daven. What does that mean? You daven. Because the whole idea of Tisha B'Av is the feeling, is what you're supposed to be focusing on and thinking about and davening for the fact that we don't have this mikdash for all the reasons we said, maybe you didn't have the proper kamana. It's as if you didn't really daven. So you can keep on davening. The point is that Tisha B'Av, says Rabbeinu Peretz, is a day of tefillah. So it's a day of mourning, but part of the way we react and interact, the way that plays out is through a tefillah to Hashem to bring us a Beis HaMikdash so that we could have that simcha and so that we could have that kapara. So whether you're going to make you washed and benched on the pizza, we'll deal with that another shir. We did miss the meat, as delicious as this food was, David. It's not.
Miss me too.
Yeah, it's not meat, but that's a good thing, because to do it all year long, it's gzeir shein rovat tzibur yichol lamaba, and our attendance at Thursday Night Live would probably suffer. But we have a night where we could not have meat, or 9 days, and maybe tomorrow, if you're normally having meat in Erev Shabbos, you're pulling in a little taste of the out of the oven, make sure it's kosher, make sure there's enough salt in it. But we refrain to remember what we lost. It's not just that, there's no Beis HaMikdash. We can't have karbanos. Without karbanos, it's harder to achieve kapara. Without that kapara, it's harder to feel that simcha. And hopefully through our tefillos on Tisha B'Av, Tisha B'Av will be changed from a sad day to a happy day. It'll be a yontif, a freilich in Tisha B'Av. We'll be singing soon. Thank you very much. Have a good night and a good Shabbos.